Welcome to the Movement Link podcast. I'm your host, Gemma Aitken. I'm an exercise physiologist and sports nutritionist with over 15 years experience, and movement is my cup of tea. Now, we know there is a strong link between how much we move and what we choose to fuel our bodies with when it comes to health and performance. So I hope this podcast will leave you with a few takeaways that allows you to move, perform, and feel your best. So put your earbuds in, get moving, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Movement Link podcast. Now, I know it has been a few weeks since my last episode, and I am normally super organized. I plan things in advance. I'm normally on top of everything, but there have been a few things that have come up over those last few weeks that I have just had to prioritize. So I think we can juggle all of these balls in the air sometimes, but every now and then one of those balls is going to drop. So I've had mum and dad over here from Perth for around 10 days, visiting on their way up to Queensland. So we spent a lot of time with them doing a few touristy things, catching up, which was really, really nice. And then on top of that, work has actually become quite busy over the last few weeks. And I have taken on quite a few new online coaching clients. So it has been really exciting to sit down with them, to run through their onboarding, to look at what their goals might be and to map all of those things out. So it obviously has needed to be a priority for me over that time. And then on top of that, I have been managing a hip niggle, and I can't seem to work out what it is. I have had more appointments and seen more specialists and had more scans than I'd ever like to have. But at this point in time, I'm still looking for a little bit more information as to what that might be. So I will keep you up to date with that. But yes, besides running around for appointments, we are now back in the process of podcasting. So on today's episode, I am going to cover off, I think, what I feel is really important that you need to understand if you want to build muscle. Now, when I start working with someone and we dive into their body composition or their performance goals, one of the most common things I hear from people is they want to build muscle. They want to build muscle so that they can then develop a toned or a more toned look. And most people often think that they just need to hit the gym and maybe do a little bit of extra cardio for 6 to 8 weeks in order to achieve that goal. So there seems to be quite a big gap in knowledge sometimes when it comes to understanding what is actually required in order to build muscle. And I'm not sure if it is social media and maybe what we see on Instagram that portrays the wrong message or perhaps sets unrealistic expectations when it comes to building muscle. But I thought I would go through 5 key things that are really important for you to understand if you want to genuinely build new muscle tissue and change your body composition. So let's get straight into this episode. So the first thing that you need to understand when it comes to building muscle is that you need to be eating enough, and this is likely going to be more than you're used to eating and more than your body would naturally choose to eat if you were to eat intuitively. So if we want to build muscle, then we need to give our body enough additional energy or calories, because calories are energy. So we need to give our body enough additional energy to actually support the process of building muscle. So for the average person, if you were to simply eat to maintain your current body weight, then beyond maintaining general homeostasis within your body, beyond maintaining organ function, maintaining, you know, good reproductive health, good hormone health, and beyond providing your body with enough energy to get about and do whatever it is that it needs to do on a daily basis, then if you're not eating anything extra then you need to support those functions, then there won't actually be enough calories left over at the end of the day to support the process of building muscle. So this does not mean that you need to go out and do a huge bulking phase. Does not mean that you need to go out and eat until you are overfull and bursting at the seams at each meal, but it does mean that you're likely going to need to eat a little bit more than usual. Now, how much is this little bit more than usual? So for many of us, and assuming that you are getting enough protein, then eating a bit more to support your goal of building muscle can be as simple as adding in an extra snack to your current or usual meal routine. So this might look like a tub of Chobani or YoPro yogurt, plus a cup of berries, plus a handful of nuts. Or that snack might look like, you know, 3 or 4 thin rice cakes with some slices of tomato and a couple of hard-boiled eggs. Or maybe it's a small bowl of cereal with some milk, or maybe you choose to have, say, a protein bar and a piece of fruit. So all of those snack options are going to be adding a small handful of calories to your usual meal routine. And that small handful of extra calories can be enough to start to support the process of building muscle. So you definitely don't need to go out and eat huge, big meals. You don't need to down burgers and chips, but you do need to eat a little bit more than you usually would. So if you are a numbers person, and I'm going to go through this in a little bit more detail in a moment, then aiming to add an extra, say, 10% to your current intake as a starting point can be really helpful. So that's the first thing you need to understand. If you want to build muscle, then you have to eat enough, and that is likely going to be more than you are used to eating, or more than you would naturally choose to eat. Now, the second thing that we need to understand when it comes to building muscle is that you are likely going to see the scales go up, and you need to be okay with that. So what we need to understand here is that trying to maintain your body weight and build muscle is an extremely inefficient way to go about the process of building muscle. And I've spoken about this in the previous point, where you want to make sure you're eating enough. So if you're eating a little bit more than you normally would to maintain your body weight to support the goal of building muscle, then naturally you're likely going to see the number on the scales trend up slightly over time. Now, very, very few people can build muscle whilst maintaining their body weight, okay? And very few people can build muscle whilst they are dieting or losing weight. So the only people that can potentially build muscle whilst dieting or whilst maintaining their current body weight fall into one of two categories. So those people are either completely new to resistance training, which means they are brand new to the gym. They have likely never lifted weights before. And what we can see here is we do see these people sometimes obtain what we call newbie gains. So because they're exposing their body to a new stimulus and a new type of training, they can sometimes build muscle in the early stages of their journey into resistance training without actually seeing a change in scale weight. Okay, so that's the first camp of people that can actually potentially build muscle whilst maintaining their body weight. And the only other situation we see where people can successfully build muscle whilst losing or maintaining their body weight are those that are significantly overweight to start with. Now, if you don't fall into either of those categories, so that you're not new to resistance training and or you're not significantly overweight or obese, you don't have a lot of weight to lose, then you're likely going to have a tough time building muscle if you fight to keep your scale weight the same. So if you want to build muscle, then we need to be okay with the process of building, right? And that likely means a gradual increase in scale weight during your building phase. Now, if you're not okay with that, you will likely continue to spin your wheels when it comes to building muscle. So as I touched on before, if you know how many calories or how much you're roughly eating on a daily basis in order to maintain your current body weight, then you could simply start by adding about 10% to your current intake. So if you are, let's say, eating 2,000 calories per day at the moment in order to maintain your current body weight, then what you could do is start by eating about 2,200 calories, so an extra 200 calories per day, and monitor your changes in body weight over time. And you can then adjust how much you're eating as needed. So if you do feel that you're gaining weight too fast, scale those extra calories back a touch. And if you perhaps haven't gained any weight or haven't gained much weight at all over the first, you know, 1 to 2 weeks, then you might look to increase that calorie intake a little bit more. So how much in terms of weight you should be aiming to increase your weight by each week in a build phase is really going to be dependent upon the individual and also dependent upon several factors that we would need to consider. So if you need more specific guidance and numbers here, please reach out to me. Now, the third thing that we need to understand when it comes to building muscle is that building muscle is damn hard work, and you probably need to train harder than you think during your resistance training sessions, so during your gym workouts. Now, this doesn't necessarily necessarily mean that you have to do more. It doesn't mean that you need to add in extra exercises, that you need to spend 90 minutes in the gym, or that you need to add additional training days or additional volume. But what it does mean is that we want to consider your training intensity within your workout and with respect to failure. So when it comes to building muscle, we know that we don't actually need to train to failure in order to build muscle, but we do kind of need to get close. So how close we need to get seems to be within around 1 to 3 reps of mechanical failure. So as an example here, if your program has recommended that you do, say, 3 sets of 10 reps on the leg press, and you get to 10 reps and you stop because that is what your program has told you to do, but in reality, you could have done maybe another 6 or 7 reps, then you're likely not training at the intensity that you need to stimulate hypertrophy or muscle growth. So we want to be fighting for an extra rep here and there, and we want to be challenging ourselves to add a little bit more weight to an exercise when we can. So this shouldn't come at the expense of technique. We always want to strive to maintain, you know, a reasonably sound technique and a reasonably consistent tempo during our sets, whilst still allowing for some reasonable drop off there as we start to fatigue during that set. But we also want to be challenged. So a really simple tip that I like to use with people that I'm working with to help them get the most out of their sets and to help them assess their training intensity is when they get to the end of a set and when they think they are done with a set, I want them to challenge themselves to do another 2 to 3 reps. And what we generally see in most of those situations is that that person can actually do another 2 or 3 or sometimes even 4 reps. So by doing those extra reps, we're actually increasing the intensity of the set by taking that set a little bit closer to failure. And it's that intensity that is going to be more supportive of the process around building muscle. Okay, so it's definitely something that you can try in your gym sessions. When you feel that you've reached the end of your set and you feel that you couldn't really do any more reps, just ask yourself, challenge yourself to do another 1, challenge yourself to do another 2 reps or 3 reps or 4 reps if you can, and just see how far you can go, because I can guarantee most of us usually have more reps in us and we have more reps up our sleeve than we think we do at the end of a set. Now, number 4, the next thing that you need to understand if you want to build muscle is that more is not always better, and rest days are non-negotiable. So recovery and rest days here are really important. So muscles need time to repair and grow stronger after a workout. So if you are not allowing enough time for recovery between training sessions and you're not prioritizing things like quality sleep, hydration, nutrition, stress management, all of these factors can actually hinder muscle growth. So if you are training 6 or even 7 days a week because you were told that more is better and you should be doing more volume and training harder, and you are not seeing progress, then you are likely doing too much. So I think as a general rule of thumb, we know that if we can aim to train each muscle group around 2x per week, and there is a certain amount of volume that we'd be looking at for each muscle group to support not just the process of building muscle, but also to allow for adequate recovery between training sessions, then that is the approach that we're wanting to take. And we need to make sure that we are factoring our rest days in and around our training sessions. Now, the last thing that I would like to touch on, if you are in the process or you are wanting to build muscle, please know that it takes time. So I would encourage you to give yourself time and also know that you have to be consistent. So building muscle is unfortunately a really, really slow process, and it's a gradual process that requires that consistent, level of effort and attention over an extended period of time. So I often see people who come to me and they expect really quick results, but building muscle mass can take, you know, months to years of dedicated training and also, you know, attention to nutrition, because training and nutrition are going to work in conjunction with each other to support the process of building muscle. So most people aren't going to build any significant amount of muscle in 8 to 12 weeks. And that's unfortunately just the way it is. Like, if we could step into the gym, train hard for 8 weeks, eat pretty well, and walk out with this, you know, huge, fresh amount of muscle mass, then we'd all be doing it. And unfortunately, that is just not the case. So this is where it is so, so important to be consistent, to have a proper training program in place, to have that program reviewed and updated as needed to ensure that you are continually progressing, and also to ensure that your nutrition supports your goals. So guys, there you have it. There are five things that are really important to understand if you want to build muscle. And I don't want this episode to deter you from building muscle and from embarking on that process if that is your goal. But I do think it's actually really important to go into the process and start that journey with very realistic expectations. Because as I said, I see a lot of people turn up, they expect to be able to achieve their goals in 6 to 8 weeks, and they do end up quite disheartened when they see that their body composition hasn't really changed. They really haven't built, you know, any muscle at all in that short time frame. So if you are still listening now, then I hope that your takeaways from this episode are, firstly, to eat to fuel your performance in the gym. So eat for energy, eat for strength, and eat to help with your recovery after a training session. Secondly, train hard, right? Take most sets reasonably close to failure and challenge yourself in the gym and in your workouts to add an extra rep, or maybe to add a little bit more weight to an exercise when you can. But also train smart. So make sure that you prioritize your recovery between your training sessions, and don't worry if the scale starts to trend up slightly over time. This is so, so normal, and it needs to happen to support your goal of building muscle. And then lastly, final takeaway, be patient and be consistent. So if you properly invest in and commit to the process of building muscle for a decent period of time, then you will be rewarded. So guys, I hope you found that episode helpful. I hope you found it interesting. And I also hope that has given you a little bit more of a realistic understanding as to the process around building muscle and what it actually takes. So if you do have any questions at all, you are very welcome to reach out to me. You can drop me a DM on Instagram at gemily_xfiz, or you can send me an email, and my email is themovementlink@gmail.com. So on that note, I will get another episode out to you within the next week, but otherwise have a great rest of the week, weekend, afternoon, or evening, depending on when it is that you are listening to this. Put your earbuds in, keep moving, and I'll be back with another episode soon.